person who's sitting here today is not the same person that you would have met years ago. I was an executive of an oil company. Oh. I had what I thought was a great.
This is Catherine. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the GC360 podcast, filmed right here in downtown Garden City. Today, I'm joined by my lovely guest, Miss Patricia Raffi. Hey, Patricia.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you doing today?
Terrific. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much for being a guest here. So, can you tell us a little bit about your business?
I would love to. But first, I really want to give a shout out to GC360, to you, the staff, and the production company, because it's so fantastic that you have created an outlet for people to go to just like further their knowledge and creativity. So kudos to all of you.
Well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so tell us about your business.
Okay, well, Stop Living the Lie. How did that get created? I will just say, Catherine, the person who's sitting here today is not the same person that you would have met years ago. Oh. I was living what was considered to be a charmed life. I was an executive of an oil company.
Wow.
I had what I thought was a great social life. Mm-hmm. I was very into health and wellness. And then one day I wasn't feeling so great, so I went to a doctor.
Okay.
And I received a diagnosis that I had within 20 days to live.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And like that, my life was forever changed. Mm-hmm. And the life that I was living was over. So during that time, during surgeries and recovery, I had nothing but time on my hands to really do some serious soul searching. During that soul searching, I discovered that there was this innate inner intelligence, a voice, so to speak, that was talking to me. I didn't really know how to tap into it, but I knew that I needed to, because I ended up finding out and realizing that the life that I thought was so great, that everyone said was so wonderful and perfect, mm-hmm. was really not. I was stressed out to the hilt. My social life basically was not what I thought it was. And I realized that I was living lies. They were all lies. Hmm. And that's how I created Stop Living the Lie.
That's so interesting. So do you think that your struggle helped you to change your outlook on life and kind of change things in how you think about them, how you tackle other hardships in your life?
Honestly, that's a great question. Because not only did it show me how courageous I really was, mm-hmm. because it takes courage to get, you know, a diagnosis like that and then decide to not play the victim card and actually come out of it as feeling more of a warrior than I ever thought I was. So yeah. I would, in hindsight, would never change a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're a pretty strong person if you're given 20 days to live and you're here, you're doing great.
Thank you.
That's really an incredible story and very inspirational.
Thank you.
So what recommendations do you have for people who are living the lie or living a life that's not true to who they are and what they're looking for in their life?
Okay, well, first, let me say to the viewers and to you, most people don't even know that they're living the lie, mm-hmm. because what is the lie? Mm-hmm. The lie is, okay, let's say ever in your lifetime, and hopefully not, if you're told that you were dumb, if you're not smart, if you're ugly, if you are never going to be successful, if you are not worthy, or if you're not enough, or you should act like that person there, or you should dress like that person there, or it is basically an outside external noise chatter.
Yeah.
That is actually convincing you to be something that you're not. And mm-hmm. if you live your life by doing and being those things for others, that is you living the lie.
Wow, that's very intuitive. I think I personally probably live the lie sometimes. I mean, especially as an actor, somebody on camera, I've received a lot of critiques in my life. You know, you're not good at this, you're not great at that. So I can personally really connect to that. So how do you advise your clients of, how do you break them out of that mindset?
Well, first of all, I try to explain to my clients as well as anyone that I come across, and I get involved in a conversation, and I'm tuning in to what they're saying, but not only what they're saying, the meaning behind what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And there's always that piece of them that starts to show about how frustrated they are or how anxious they are about life, mm-hmm. because they're not really that comfortable in their own skin. Mm-hmm. And so what I try to do is, first of all, of course, try to make them feel as comfortable as possible and to explain to them it's not really their fault that they're feeling all these things, mm-hmm. because we are constantly, from the day we are born, bombarded with all this information, right? Mm-hmm. And most of the information is telling us how to live, basically what to say, what to do. And these become patterns that we start believing in. Mm-hmm. So I try to have people understand, you change the thought, you change the belief, you'll change the way you can live.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what advice would you give to somebody who kind of feels like they're stressed out all the time, they feel like they can't move forward with their life? How do you help them to be more themselves? How do you tell them, okay, you can do this? What do you tell people to do that?
I want them to understand there is the most miraculous, incredible inner intelligence that we are all born with. Actually, it's a blessing, it really is. And to be able to tap into what is called our intuitive sense, it is an intelligence. Some people call it the source, some people call it their soul, some people call it God. But it is a higher power that I try for people to understand, get quiet, quiet the mind, ask yourself some serious questions, and go within and just listen and feel what's going on. And then you will probably get the answers to your questions, to their questions, and why they're feeling what they're feeling.
Wow, that's very interesting. So what do you think would be the best way for somebody to kind of, I guess, break out of the stigma of the things that they're being told? How would you kind of push somebody to get out of their comfort zone?
Okay, well, just living in today's world is, we're just so loaded with discomfort, right? Mm-hmm. It is from the moment we wake up in the morning throughout the day, we are having to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And these decisions are so monumental in little ways as to how you're going to react, how you're going to take in what someone's saying to you. So in a way, you really have to always be in touch with yourself. Mm-hmm. Most people are more interested in pleasing others than really pleasing themselves. Mm-hmm. So I try to have people understand, first take into account who you are, what matters to you, and what's going to make you feel good at that moment.
Hmm. Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I think being a woman, a lot of times we have these senses of, oh, I have to do this, and I have to do this role in life because that's what I was told, that's what I followed by my parents, or that's what they said. So
exactly.
How in touch were you with your intuition before this whole experience happened to you? Were you in touch with it or not really?
Okay, well, growing up, I always knew. Well, I was also always being told what to do, what to say, and where to go, and who to, you know, play with or not play with. And there was always this, I couldn't explain it because I was young. Mm-hmm. There was always something within me that would be gnawing at me. But it was a gentle little, quiet little, subtle little sense, okay, that made me feel as though, no, Patricia, that's not true at all. That just doesn't feel right. I didn't know how to put it into words. I didn't really know how to actually apply it to my life because, you know, you're living with family, your parents are the word, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
So, but as I got older, I started to realize, well, actually, it's a cute little story. I used to go to a, I used to go to a sushi restaurant.
Okay.
And every Tuesday night, I would have a bunch, we would just meet. It would be the same people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have great conversations, stimulating conversations. We'd learn about each other. And after a while I was having a conversation, people would say, how did you know to ask me that? No one's ever asked me that. I've been in therapy for 15 years and I've never been asked that one question. I realized that it was an intuition that I had that gave me a sense of what I needed to ask that person. So it started to develop on its own, but I also was learning how to tune into it and to tap into it. And that's what I want every viewer. I want everyone to know that it's there for you. You don't have to listen and do what other people want you to do for the sake of what's happening for them. Don't get manipulated. Don't get sucked in. And understand that you have your own, I call it SOS, sense of self. And just tap into it. It's there for you. It's there for everybody. And I don't care what gender you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, a he, she, they. Let's not even go there. I'm offering that. I'm saying to everyone, it's up to you to make your choices. You make your choices for you. I get a little passionate about it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's exciting for them to explore that part of them and know that it's available.
Yeah, I definitely would consider myself an intuitive person. I kind of feel like there's always this sense in the back of my mind, like, oh, don't do that. Do that. You should do that.
I love that.
Yeah. So
my question to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a question for me?
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. But my question for you is, okay, what do you do? That's the end result is what really matters. What does Catherine do when she starts to get those questions in her mind or that feeling in her chest? It's like almost like it could be a queasiness in the gut or you start to get, what are the signs that start to tell you that that's what you need to make a different decision?
Yeah, I think sometimes my stomach kind of feels uneasy or I might lose my appetite if I'm really stressed out about something or if I'm really thinking about something. Sometimes I get a little bit sweaty or my heart starts kind of racing a little bit. It's like you kind of feel like your body takes over. Like it's kind of like you're in this moment where you're like, oh, what do I do? You know, so I feel very thankful that I do have that. I do have that kind of guiding way in my life. I think it's helped me to make a lot of decisions throughout my life and kind of helped to steer me what's wrong and what's right. I think that's been very helpful for me throughout every step of my life.
I love that. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
When did you start to sense that inner intelligence, that source? What did you call it? What did you call it for yourself? It's an intuition, but what do you really think it is?
I don't know. I would say it's a combination of maybe faith.
Okay.
And I think a combination of what my mom has taught me. My mom and I have a very deep relationship. And sometimes I feel like when I feel like something's bad, I hear her voice in the back of my head. Because she has like a very distinct accent. Like she's from Long Island. And I just kind of hear her saying like, Catherine, don't do that. Don't do that. And kind of my grandmother's voice too, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Like,
so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So who are you listening to? Your mother, your grandmother, or you?
I think sometimes I do kind of hear their voice and sometimes I'm just like, eh, whatever, you know? Like maybe if it's something impulsive that I have, like, oh, I see this outfit or something I like that I want or something in life that I want that I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do that. But sometimes I hear them like, oh, don't do that. But sometimes I just push it out and I'm like, you know what? This is my life. I'm going to do it.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that.
Yeah. Am I doing good? Am I living the lie? Or
you're past good. You're doing fantastic.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
At least you understand that intuition serves you. Mm-hmm. It'll never, ever, let's just say this. I always say to people, no one can or ever will know you better than you know you. And until people really understand that, they will continue to go to outside, external, you know, people, places, or things, and social media, mm-hmm. or they'll go to, you know, they'll listen to a TV, or they'll listen to an ad, or they'll look in the magazine, and then they'll start to feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
I want people to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is, here's the thing. Everyone is worthy. Everyone is lovable. Everyone can find success. There is an infinite amount of possibilities and potential for everyone. I don't want people to feel that just because they were told something throughout their life or any time in their life, that's it. That's the word. No, that's not the word. The word is what the word is for them, coming from them. And hopefully they're tapping in to that higher voice that is really leading them down the right path.
Yeah, well said. I think I've had an intuition since I was a little kid.
Wow.
I think I've always kind of had that in my mind.
Wow.
I feel like me and my sister are a lot like that. I think maybe our mom is like that a lot.
I don't know.
Do you feel like a lot of family, does it kind of run in the family?
Okay, no. I will just say this without anyone getting mad at me and family. It did not run in my family, and you are very fortunate that you had a family that was supportive.
Oh, absolutely.
Of you.
Yeah.
So you're already ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. But for those people out there that maybe are not as fortunate, you know, and I'm not saying, and you know what? To parents out there, I'm not saying that parents didn't do the best they can.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But even they have a story from when they were growing up. And they're just following the path and living the patterns and the old beliefs. And that is actually handed down from one generation to another. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like at some point in time, it's time for you, me, to get it together and say, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I want to start living a more fulfilled life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will also say, and I think you'll agree, maybe you won't, and if you don't, bring it on. It is very difficult to, okay, delete that. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. However, I'm making it sound easy. And I'm not going to say it was easy for me. I'm going to say, and I'm not saying it is easy day to day because of what we're bombarded with, mm-hmm. with all the distractions, but it is a work in progress. I don't know about you, but it is an ongoing conversation that you have with yourself to get you through the day.
Every day, yeah.
Every day, right? almost every moment.
Yeah, every moment. That's very interesting. Is there a particular client that you feel like you helped overcome a big goal or overcome a difficult time in their life?
A particular client.
Like a particular person that you felt happy that you helped them overcome an issue or get out of a situation? Is there something specific that you could share with us?
Well, I would like to think just moving through my life. See, it's like a ripple effect, mm-hmm. okay? So when you help one person, you like to think that that becomes a ripple effect and they help mm-hmm. the next person by their shifts and their changes. It's all relative because I won't say to the person, how did this change your life? They will come to me and say, this is how it changed my life and that it did change their life. And now they're living a lifestyle and a life seeing the world in a different way. And that's enough for me to know that I'm living the purpose. Actually, I'm here for a reason. I'm not
yeah,
quite
absolutely.
Sure. You know, I was saved and there there were messages that were given to me.
Yeah.
So I followed it, and here I am, and I just want to make sure that I could just pass it on to others out there.
Well, yeah, I think it's very clear. I feel very empowered. I feel like I'm ready to go out and tackle an issue, or, you know, confront some of the things that I maybe look past or maybe ignore in my life to try to get things better and move forward. So just speaking to you is very, very uplifting.
Well, if there comes a time and you get a little stuck, call me and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. So how would you say your business affects the community?
Okay, well, it affects the community, again, by helping one person, that person might have made a shift or a change and they pass it on to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it all comes down to sharing the knowledge, sharing the information, sharing the love, and having compassion for one another. So it has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be a part of the community and to be able to have people understand that it's their turn to feel good, so they could pass it on to their children, their relatives, their friends, and just feel good about themselves. And I like to think that's somewhat of community work and everyone helping one another and guiding each other.
That's fantastic. So what would you say is the best way for our viewers to get in touch with you?
I would say just go to my website, www.stoplivingthelie.com.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers before we say goodbye?
I will just say, what are you waiting for? If not now, when? I mean, you deserve it. You're worthy. You have the necessary elements of whatever, all within yourself. It's time for you to be happy and understand that you're here for a reason, and you are lovable, and you are going to find that relationship, and you can have a healthy life because you have it all within you, and you're fabulous. And by the way, you are exactly where you need to be today. So bring it on. Let's help each other. Let's help the world. Let's spread it out there. Spread the light. It's your turn. It's up to you.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much, Patricia. You've been an incredible guest on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of GC360 Podcast. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.